Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Defense Minister Syafri Syamsuddin personally inspected the final preparations for the opening ceremony of Indo-Defense 2024, an international defense industry exhibition at G-Expo Kemayoran on Monday. The visit aimed to ensure the seamless execution of the globally recognized main weapon system exhibition, which takes place from June 11th until the 14th, 2024. Originally planned for November 2024, Indo-Defense was postponed due to Indonesia's government transition period, and now the exhibition is set to resume in June, continuing its legacy as a key platform for defense industry innovation and international collaboration. Mount Semeru, located in the border between Lumajang and Malang regions in East Java, erupted on Tuesday morning, sending an ash column 1,000 meters above its summit. Reported by RRI.co.id, an official of Mount Semeru Observation Post, Mukta Sofian, said the eruption occurred at 5:47 a.m. local time today, with an ash column reaching approximately 1,000 meters above the peak, or 4,600 meters above sea levels. Since January the 1st until June the 10th morning, some 1,799 eruptions have been recorded, indicating that daily volcanic activity has been dominated by eruption-related tremors. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Maklum status kita LDR-an, lewat pulsa kita pun bersua. Tanggung bulan, dompet gemeteran, HP lowbat, paketku pun is dead. Hunting cafe yang sesuai budget, demi update dirimu di gadget.
Mencari wifi yang untuk diri, mencari wifi dalam angan ketemu. Mencari wifi jumlah hati.
only in Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Pratik Spots. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
itu kita harga paria. Senyum manis kumis tipis apa yang punya. Hati ini rasa macam gelisah. Mau dekat tapi tak ku ada yang marah. Sio Tuhan kalau tak ada yang punya. Tolong kasih jodoh kita dan dia. Sio Tuhan kalau tak ada yang punya. Kita siap susah sarang dan dia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will always come. A quote by Tan Malakam. Listener, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He was a figure of important ideas who played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares a lot for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Listener, you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And listener, we got several updates related to the recent, how do we call it, the recent long weekend. Imagine since Thursday until Monday, a lot of people are going around the city and also outside the city to enjoy their vacation, which is very, very nice. And even inside Jakarta itself, we think that people might be, well, leaving the city to enjoy their long weekend, but it appears not. Because during the Eid al-Adha, from the 6th until the 9th of June, it seems the LRT of Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, and Bekasi served around 162,000 passengers. And this showed that the LRT is highly supporting people's mobility of the Greater Jakarta during the religious holidays. And during the Eid al-Adha vacation era, a period, Jabodebek LRT operated around 1,150 trips to ensure that the trip will be on time and the service would be optimal. And according to the executive vice president of LRT Jabodebek, Mohammad Purnomo Sidi, he said that LRT Jabodebek is stay committed to give the best not only for the holiday period but for all the time.
cause I touch like my mind in July. I know that look, I've seen it before, and I'm keeping score. Got you right where I want you. How you like that, baby? You've been way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
To the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. bukankah kesejukan yang kau rasa? Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa.
You are still tuned to the World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. That is Shailen Seven with Itu Aku or That's Me. And I'd like to share a very interesting story from Osaka, Japan, because Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo and also Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka, they are calling out Indonesian supporters to watch Indonesian national team at Suita Stadium for this afternoon's match. And reported by andaranews.com, the information, social and culture function of Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, Muhammad Al-Awla, is inviting all supporters to be not only the supporter for Indonesian national team, but also becoming the best representation of Indonesia by complying to the local rules, regulations, and norms, including keeping everything clean. And it seems that listeners reported by rri.co.id, some 5,000 supporters of Indonesia will be crowding the Suita City Football Stadium, Osaka, in the match between Indonesia and Japan in the Group C, the third round of the Group C for the World Cup qualification 2026 Asia Zone on Tuesday. And this will be the second meeting between the Indonesia and also Japan after earlier Indonesia and Jakarta was defeated from Japan 0-4, and yet Indonesia is securing the ticket to go to the quarterfinal or the fourth round of the World Cup qualification, while Japan had got that ticket to join the World Cup 2026.
Come stop the crying, it'll be alright. just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Lima hari sudah ku rindu. Tak bisa ku menghubungimu. Kau sedang dengan dirinya.
sedang kita rahasia. Kapankah kau ada waktu sembunyi untuk bertemu? Baru kau sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Walau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Baru kau sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Kalau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku menyimpan rasa cemburu, padahal bukan aku yang memilikimu. Sanggup sampai kapankah ku tak tahu, akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku. Aku masih menaruh hati. Lantas mengapa aku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku untuk menyimpan, karena bukan aku yang milikimu. Sampai kapankah ku tak tahu, akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku.
Wednesday update with the accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia. RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Do differently. Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I learn the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
teach me how to
like the way you
someone who's more deserving. Oh, the world will let you be. Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I learn the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
teach me like the way you
And if you love a lot of fast food, you might want to get the healthier alternative from some part of Indonesia. We're inviting you to know more about something called Tabel Mando and Kernes, like a traditional and healthier nugget from Indonesia.
Teach me how to love like you.
When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
Selai selai ikan selai kalau dipindah sodak.
Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the Tabel Mando and Kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yatno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this Tabel Mando and Kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children. Because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets a la Natuna, Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita ongseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half-cooked and then I combined it with other spices such as salai fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together and then stirred again with the roasted sagu. Afterwards, the dough is made like a slab, covered, just to keep the heat low. So it doesn't cook all at once. So it cooks better and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, kernas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu. Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the kernas more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna. Ikan tuna itu,
the tuna used is tuna or white simbek fish.
Kita di Natuna itu simbek debit.
In Natuna it is called simbek debit. The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be pounded or blended. Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper. Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. Half of the sago grains are cooked first. Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and kernas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even it's so popular, the tabel mando and kernas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nancah, the tabel mando and kernas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There's more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a Pizza Hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great.
Pakai sambal makannya.
It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. We can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardi Nansyah hopes that someday the tabel mando and kernas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. The beautiful nature, the fruit, the colors of paradise. What a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, a wonderful Indonesia.
bergeming. Terlalu lama bercanda, kita tak terbiasa dengan celaka yang nyata. Diam tak berdaya, namun aku bingung kenapa ku tak pergi. Aku bingung kalian masih di sini. Apa mungkin karena terlalu lama? Apa benar ku berbagi derita? Mungkin nanti semua justru memburuk. Hati-hati, namun terjatuh lagi. Tapi luka adalah niscaya. Ku tanggung denganmu selama ku mampu. Kesempatan berubah, yakin nyawa kita bertautan. Kata berbagai cobaan selalu menertawakan ramalan cinta. Kartu tarot orang pintar membaca nasib. Namun aku bingung kenapa ku tak pergi. Aku bingung kalian masih di sini. Apa mungkin karena terlalu lama? Apa benar ku berbagi derita? Mungkin nanti semua justru memburu. Hati-hati, namun terjatuh lagi. Tapi luka adalah niscaya. Ku tanggung denganmu selama ku mampu.
Bas, kata-katanya dong hari ini.
Satu kata buat sahabat bangsat.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
pagi yang dingin, hanya ada sedikit bintang malam ini. Mungkin karena kau sedang cantik-cantiknya. Lalu mataku merasa malu, semakin dalam ia malu kali ini. Kadang juga ia takut, tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya.
Pelariannya.